Hello, everybody. I am Laura Peterson with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and this is Central Florida Real Estate Radio and News Radio WFLA Orlando. If you want to talk about the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So lots of great stuff to talk about today, always starting out with the stats, and that's where we're starting today. So basically, last week, which was March 3rd to the 9th, there were a total of 401 homes that were sold, 566 the week before, and the median price was at 420. I believe it was 425 last week, so down a little bit, but still right there in the range of where we like to see it, so that's all good. Of the 401 homes that sold, 37 of them were under 250. 33 between 250 and 300, 107 between 300 and 400, 88 between 400 and 500, 115 between 500 and a million, and 21 over a million. So then when you're looking at the months of inventory overall, it's at 3.23, 2.02 under 250, 2.05, 250 to 300, 2.36 between 300 and 400, 3.07 between 400 and 500, 4.23 between 500 and a million, and 6.97 over a million. So really, when you get over a million, that's not exactly the sweet spot. But the final list to ask price was 97.36, 95.95 under 250, and that's usually because they have a lot of work, 97.29 between 250 and 300, and then it's in the 98s, 97s, all the way up to a million, and that's at 95.7. So there's a little bit of room there, as there always is. So then when you're looking at the condos, townhomes, and villas, there were 147 last week, was 165 the week before, so pretty similar in the number. And the median price is 263. Is what that is. The inventory increased by 28 and it's at 27.22. So when you're looking at that and how that shakes up and everything, basically of the 147, 69 of them are under 250, 20 between 250 and 300, 31 between 300 and 400, 24 between 400 and 500, 3 between 500 and a million, and none of them over a million. Now, I think if you remember last week, there were 3 of them that sold over a million. So it just kind of is a luck of the draw there. When you're looking at the months of inventory in the condos, townhomes, and villas, it's 4.35. It's 3.11 under 250, 4.85, 250 to 300, 5.11 between 300 and 400, 4.04 between 400 and 500, and 22.92 between 500 and a million. So there were only 3 that sold last week between 500 and a million, and 298 of them on the market. So that's a huge difference in everything right there. The average days listing to contract is 60. The average final to list price was 96.63, so not a lot different than the houses. 95.71 under 250, and then it went to 96.36, 97.03, 97.19, and actually 500 to a million were at 98.31. So pretty healthy in regards to what's going on with the stats and everything, so that's a great thing to know and to do. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I was reading about this week that I was seeing that nearly 70% of renters say owning a home would make them happier, yet 60% say it's out of reach. And at the same time, 90% of owners say they're happier since buying a home. So if you were wondering if you should buy one because you might be happier, that is something that you should definitely look at. So basically the single biggest benefit of home ownership. The most common answer for home ownership was privacy. And while renters pointed to stability, 16% were saying that. So on every single aspect of life, from overall quality of life to mental health, homeowners are more satisfied than renters, according to a new research by HomeBay, which is an online publication owned by Cleaver Real Estate that connects readers to expert real estate advice. However, 69% of renters believe owning a home would make them happier. They say that 60% say it's out of reach. Now, when it comes to that, excuse me, I think there's something really important to note here. And when those 60% are saying that it's out of reach, maybe it is, and maybe it is no. And so you really need to not think that it's out of reach. You need to really know that it's out of reach, you know, and who you work with matters. I was working with some people earlier this week, and the lady's boss had told her about a specific lender to use. And, you know, they might be great and everything like that, but there were just a couple of hiccups that happened that put some red flags up in my eyes and another person's eyes as well. And basically, the only thing that we really wanted this person to do is to check with another lender. And the reason that we wanted them to do that is so that they could compare apples to apples to make sure that what the person they were working with was saying was actually true. And basically, you know, there's a loan estimate that they needed to get that actually would tell them if, you know, how affordable and everything it was. And the thing that we ran into was insurance, first of all, in looking at that, which, you know, we talk about insurance all the time. So that was a big deal, you know, to them. The particular lender that they were working with thought that the buying the property would be $150 for both the taxes and the insurance together. And the taxes were going to be $150 right away. So that wasn't going to work. And then on top of that, you know, the insurance, we were looking at about $200 a month for insurance, you know, just a rough off the cuff insurance quote that we got without really shopping it. So their numbers were off by over $200 before we even got started. Now, we talked to another lender, and that lender was able to go ahead and, you know, their interest rate was a little bit lower. Their closing costs were quite a bit different. And so as a result of it, even though the insurance cost was higher, the taxes were higher than originally they had thought, they could still afford the home. And so what my point in all of this is that it's really important, you know, who you're working with and what's going on and what you're feeling and all of that kind of good stuff. Because the bottom line is that when you have to compare apples to apples, and you have to really know what you're looking at. And it makes a big difference. I mean, I was working with a couple a few months ago, and basically, you know, in their comparison of three different lenders, and they did compare apples to apples, and they found that the one was actually, I would say, a third of the price of the other ones in regards to all the fees that they had to pay, in regards to, you know, like what their interest rate was. There were just so many differences that it was a hands down that you definitely want to go with this particular lender over somebody else. And so, you know, when it comes down to it, you definitely need to look at the whole picture, and you need to compare apples to apples when you're looking at it. And don't let one person take away your dreams. I mean, that's the biggest thing to me, is that you don't want someone to take away your dreams. You want to be able to be the one that's in control of it, that you can actually determine if that's something that you want to do or don't want to do. And so if 90% of the homeowners are saying that they're happier after buying a home, and you want to buy a home, but you're not sure if it's true, I sure hope you give us a call, and we'll definitely, you know, check into it for you to make sure that you get exactly what you're looking for. And you're not surprised. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I was seeing this week that I was very interested in is, you know, there was the Surfside condo collapse that happened in 2021, and half of the building fell apart. There were close to 100 people that died. I think it was actually 98. And as a result of that collapse of that building, which is tragic in itself with all of the people perishing and all of that kind of stuff, but it has really put condos in a strange position and everything today in Florida. And so there are thankfully a lot more people that are actually looking at the condos. They're being inspected to make sure that, especially those high rises, to make sure that everything is solid and all of that kind of thing. And the final report on what happened here and the cause of it won't be out until 2025. But they have found something that they think is the cause of it. And it actually was, they believe that the pool deck is likely the origin of the Surfside condo collapse. So how tragic is that? So basically, it's a federal probe that's checking into it. And there were 98 people that died, as I mentioned. And the pool deck is the most likely initiation point of the collapse, investigators said, basically. And this is the first public update since last fall, a years-long effort to determine what caused the tragedy. And investigators of the National Institute of Standards and Technology presented a detailed look at how they are analyzing video footage and eyewitness interviews to inch closer to a conclusion. So they said that there was a strong evidence that the collapse began in the pool deck of the 12-story L-shaped Champlain Towers South building, though they have not yet ruled out an initial failure point in some part of the tower that could have led to the collapse of the pool deck. They have, they think, very conclusive evidence now that the pool deck collapsed before the tower. And they're still analyzing is what the initiating events were. Nearly $30 million has been spent on the probe since it began in 2021. Investigators said that in addition to testing materials from the collapse site and the building complex computer models, they have been interviewing survivors and other eyewitnesses with help from Florida International University. And so basically they've looked at videos to better understand it. They said that they've been working with the FBI to enhance the video, which helps prove that the pool deck collapsed into the parking garage before the east portion of the tower collapsed. So that's kind of crazy. You know, basically they want the investigation of the failure to have a lasting impact and basically to be the model so that obviously this does not happen again and everything. And so, you know, there are a lot of things that have happened since then. Any condo that is over four stories has a lot more investigation things that are going on. I've spoken to several people that own units in different condos, and you know, they're happy and not happy about the results of these investigations, only from the standpoint of it's very pricey if you own a condo, and that kind of thing, if there is delayed maintenance that has happened, you know, on these particular units. And so it's really good that that's happening. I actually lived on the 21st floor of a condo building in Chicago for a number of years, and it was great. It was very well maintained and all of that kind of stuff from what you could see. But they definitely need to do, you know, those in-depth you know, looks in regards to what's going on with the parking garages. Are there any cracks or anything there? Are there, you know, rust that's being seen, you know, and those kinds of things that can actually avoid any of these tragedies trying to happen. And so I think it's very exciting that they're finding out what the problem was so that it won't be repeated in the future, which is obviously a good thing. And obviously, you know, condos in the future with these kinds of inspections that are being done will be safer than they are today or had been in 2021 for sure, because nobody wants this kind of thing to happen again. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And basically, the next thing that I'm going to go on to now is choosing the right home size. While housing size is a personal preference, buyers should consider current and future needs when shopping. However, sometimes it just comes down to affordability. And I think it really comes down to affordability, especially for the first-time home buyer, because you're just trying to get the foot in the door. You know, like we had talked about earlier in the show, is that, you know, buyers are happy 90% of the time that they actually bought. They're happy that they did, and they feel like they're happier because they own their own home. So that's really a key thing. And basically, you know, when you're looking at your family, you know, are you looking that it's going to expand? You know, maybe you're going to have some more children and all of that. And so maybe you need to start with a little bit bigger home and that, or you're going to need that in the future. So it could be that this first house that you get is a stepping stone. I know that with the way rents are and everything today, you know, sometimes you want to get an extra bedroom or two and have somebody, you know, move in with you. Now, if you're going to do that and they're going to pay you rent, you know, you might want to check the homeowner rules before you do that so that you don't get in trouble down the road or something like that, if that's something that you want to do. But I know that in order for people to, you know, have more spending money and that kind of thing, that there are a lot more rooms for rent today than there were probably 5 years ago, because it's a more affordable solution for people. So you just have to make sure that you know how it's all going to, you know, shake down and work and all of that kind of stuff. I know in my homeowners association, it's against the rules. And so you just need to check it and see, you know, what the scoop is. You know, sometimes you want to look at the amenities and see if that's something that is important to you. Like maybe you want to have a swimming pool. And sometimes, you know, it might be affordable and sometimes it's not. Swimming pools, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, you could buy a house with a swimming pool for about the same price as a house without a swimming pool. But that is not the case any longer today. The houses with swimming pools are going for more than the houses without, to the tune of probably, you know, 30 to 50 thousand at least. Whereas it used to be a $5,000 decision, now it's a much bigger decision. And that's in our area that that's going on. So it might be something different somewhere else, but where we're at, that's basically what it is. But when you're looking at a house, you want to look at, you know, what's going to be where I want to be in 2 years, 5 years, you know, 10 years, you're probably going to move to something else, but maybe you won't. So you just want to kind of to look at it from that standpoint. The trend to live in very small houses has gained popularity, but people that live in them, then they go, oh, well, maybe this is a little too small. So you just want to definitely look at what is going to work for you and your family and that living unit and everything. You know, do you want to have a place where your parents can move into and that kind of thing, or the grandparents or whatever? And so basically when it comes down to it, that might be something that's important when you're looking at as well. And that might be important if, you know, you have some older people that are moving in, that you have a downstairs full bathroom and a downstairs full bedroom. If you've got a two-story house, if it's a one-story, you're not going to have that issue, but if you don't have, if you have a two-story, that might be something that you want to consider. So when you're looking at it, you want to look at all of the things that are involved in actually making the decision. And when we do that, we find out that we make the decision better, obviously. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I was really looking at that I thought was important to go over today is basically, you know, what's going on in regards to renters. And, you know, apartment buildings are getting taller and everything right now is basically, you know, what a lot of the builders are doing. You know, if you drive around Central Florida, you can see the concrete stacks going up and you're like, okay, those are elevator stacks. And then sure enough, the next couple of weeks, then in comes all of the wood and the apartments are being built, and then it seems like it's overnight. I'm sure it's, you know, 60, 90, 120 days, somewhere in that range. And then all of a sudden you see people have actually moved in there. So basically they want to show what's affordable for renters and basically out there. So, you know, when they're researching the cities out there and calculating points to different categories of spending, the categories include utilities, phone, water bills, food, healthcare, transportation, goods and services, or haircut even, or buying a pair of jeans and that kind of stuff. So basically, those factors in with the average monthly rent and household income generated scores for each city. The higher the score, the less renters' incomes are being stretched or strained. Essentially, the renters in higher scoring cities are typically less financially stressed. So basically, the higher the score, the better. The city with the highest score is Sunnyvale, California. And so I'm not sure where Sunnyvale, California is, but that's the best place. Regions in South Florida were closer toward the end of the list. Miami was at 20.32. Fort Lauderdale is only slightly better at 26.58. And Jacksonville was the best in the state of Florida at 42.14. And basically, you know, when we're looking at Cape Coral, that was at 39.52. And Orlando and Tampa were about 36 and 35, basically, is where they were, with average rents hovering around $1,900, with average incomes being hardly more than $55,000. So the purposes of this was actually to look at, you know, the whole big picture. And we know that that's kind of what the status is here and all of that. You know, basically, when it comes down to it, the rental rates and everything are high in our area. And they just took a major jump a couple of years ago and they haven't been going down. But basically, you know, what they're at, this other article was asking is, it said, will rental housing prices drop in 2024? And I've seen slight lowering of rental rates, but maybe $100. So, for example, there's a property that I'm aware of, very familiar with, that started at $1,750 3 years ago in 2021. Then it went up to $2,100. Then it went up to $2,400 the next year. So basically, you know, that's quite a huge increase in regards to what's going on. Same house, nothing different about it. And so now it looks like it's going to go maybe down to 2,300, but it's not really changing too much. But, you know, if you're looking at, hey, that's $1,000, $1,200 for the year, then that would be great. But basically, they're not showing up in the inflation data. It's saying that they're remaining unaffordable. And so basically what it comes down to it, you know, especially when people are struggling, they come to us and they're trying to find something that's affordable, and it's really difficult to do. And it's like, honestly, it's hard to tell them where to go or what to do in order to get some relief. And the biggest thing that comes into play is more people living together in a space, more people, you know, finding roommates and that kind of thing. You know, going back to the old standbys is basically what they're doing. And so with that, that's kind of what people have to do in order to have a better, you know, rate that they can get, you know, for that. So that's what they're doing. So in order to get in touch with us, you know, if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So what's happening in rental units, however, and I mentioned this, you know, a few minutes ago, is that apartment buildings are getting bigger and they're getting taller. So new data shows apartment buildings across the nation are getting taller with more units to accommodate the growing need and address profitability. So hopefully with the more units and taller, that it's actually going to help in decreasing rents a little bit too. So the number of apartments entering the market is more than any time since the 80s. So basically between 21 and 23, the U.S. cities added more than 2,900 buildings with over 200 apartment units per building. So that's 17% more that were constructed between 2018 and 2020. And property data also showed that it outpaced the increase in smaller properties by at least 50 units over the same period. About 14% of high-rises in 2022 were apartments, up from just 2% in the 90s when they were condos. So part of the reason apartment buildings in cities is getting taller is because multifamily developers need to build more apartment units to make it a profit as a construction costs continue to rise and available land is minimum. And the average square footage in a new apartment dropped 6% between 2013 and 2022, with some downtown areas adding new jobs and residents and home mortgage prices still too high for buyers. Demand for apartments is steady. And as I said, you can see that as you drive around Central Florida. That's no big surprise to any of us that the buildings are, you know, out there and they're big and expansive and everything like that. And so it's really interesting when we're looking at it to see, you know, really what's going on out there. And basically the bottom line is that there are a lot of apartment buildings out there, but they're not necessarily cheap. What a lot of these companies do is they don't necessarily charge you as much of a deposit, but your monthly rent is right there. So they're not holding on to your money, so they're making it more affordable that way. And, you know, rent to own used to be a really good way to go, and there still are some really good rent to own companies and rent to own options out there. But when I was looking at it, they've really limited the areas that they do. They used to, you know, they went from just when they started, they just did a few areas in the area and then they boomed and went way up and now they're back down. In regards to a few areas, they have limits in the amount that they're willing to pay, but definitely in the areas of where they're willing to invest as well. So with our market being stable, they don't want, you know, when the market was increasing, they're like, hey, we'll go everywhere because the market's increasing. So now they're much more stable in regards to what they're looking at, and much less areas is what they're looking at as well. So, you know, if you're interested in that and you're looking at what areas do these big companies think are going to increase, well, we can tell you what they are because those are the ones that they're willing to do rent to own properties in them. And so that's where they're looking at in our area in regards to what they think will increase in regards to value, obviously, over the years, because these rent to own companies, one of them, you have to buy the home within 3 years, the other one's within 5 years. So they're looking down the road in what they're expecting is going to happen. And they're looking for an increase in regards to when they purchase that property, they want to have a little bit of an increase every year to make it worth their while in what they did and not just make that rental income. So It's all really interesting, but if you're interested in getting a rent-to-own property, we do know the way to do it, and we can help you through it. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that people want out there, a lot of times people want anyway, is they want to get top dollar for their homes. So there are some things that you can do to get top dollar of your home. The market is very stable. I mean, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, that last week there were over 400 houses that actually sold, in Central Florida. And then there were another 147 condos, townhomes, and villas. So 401 houses and 147 condos, townhomes, and villas. So there's property selling. So, but we're very price sensitive in this market. And that's what I'm telling sellers all the time. You know, it's like, if you're not getting people into your house, it might be the price. People are looking at it online, but as I was with some buyers earlier this week, when we were going out and looking, and the houses that they thought they were going to love, they didn't like at all. And they liked them in the pictures. And then the ones that they didn't think they were going to like at all, they fell in love with. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. And so the biggest thing that I can tell sellers and tell buyers and everything is that you definitely have to see it. But if no one's actually looking at your home, it's going to be really difficult to sell. And so one of the things that that we do is we do professional photos, which is a definite must, that you must do that. But then on top of that, when it comes down to it, you need to make sure that, that your house has got the best foot forward. And the house of the week that I'm going to be talking about is not on the market yet. It's going to be going on the market this week. But it's definitely the sellers have taken details in making sure everything looks and is completely great. You know, it's got a newer roof, a newer air conditioner, newer hot water heater. They just put new carpet in where the carpet was, which was just in the bedrooms, and all the rest of it is in really good shape. They put a new kitchen in this place. So it is actually in excellent shape. They switched out their driveway from being, a concrete driveway to pavers, and the front landscaping looks great. So there's just so many things that are really good about this house that you need to definitely look at. But you can't rely on the market alone to get your asking price. You have to have a good staging and value-added improvements to increase the chances for getting top dollar. Now, in today's day and age, there are a lot of people that don't want to do these kinds of things. And if you're one of those sellers, we can help you as well. We actually have a multiple cash offer system. There's a new vendor that just came on board that they're actually paying full market value, for the houses and everything like that. And their fee is 6.5% when it comes down to it. And so basically the bottom line is that you're going to get full market value, for that house. So it's really not too bad of a deal if you don't want to go through the process of doing it and having people come in there when you live and when you're living there. And actually the sellers of this house that I'm talking about, they actually had built a new house, moved into it, and then they came back and they got this house ready to go. And they've been spending a couple of months doing that. And so as a result of that, their hard work and everything like that, I believe it's going to go for top dollar for sure. And it's going to go quickly because they've dotted their I's and they've crossed their T's. But there's a lot of people that aren't handy, that don't have the time, that don't want to do that. And so there are other opportunities for you if you want to sell that house, and it's not really going to cost you any money to do it. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555, 407-566-2555. So one of the things to get top dollar is that you need to know your local market and what's going on with it. So that's why we start with stats every week and go into them to let you know, really what's happening. And I was really talking to these sellers that have gone ahead and they've spent the time, energy, and effort to get their house 100% ready, repainting it. Like I said, they had redone the kitchen a couple of years ago. They had put a new roof on it, new air conditioner, you know, everything. So there's nothing that anybody needs to do, and it's in a great neighborhood and everything like that. So it's absolutely awesome, ready to go. But you want to make value-added improvements. So the type of projects that are definitely going to be a hard return on a high return on investment. Remodeling Magazine reports the projects that offer the best ROI, and basically the air conditioning system is number one to converting, this is saying converting a fossil fuel to electric heat pump. But basically, in our area, having that new air conditioning unit makes all of the difference in the world. You know, basically, the bottom line is that a lot of houses, in our area, between 10 and 15 years is usually the average length of life for an air conditioner unit. And as it's starting to heat up, it's really important that that happens. Another thing that really is important is the curb appeal, and that's really you want to have your home in a positive light. I can't tell you how many times I've met people at a house and they're like, "Oh, I really don't want to go in. I just don't even like the front of it." And so when you're dealing that type of situation, you want to make sure that you've got your best foot forward when it comes to giving that curb appeal a boost. And then you want to stage it from making just one room, whatever that room is. You don't want to make it the office, the dining room, the living room, you know, the exercise room, all of those things. You just want to have one space for everything so that it looks like there's plenty of space for whatever you want to do. And, you know, the square footage, it just depends on how it's laid out is what it comes down to, and how you feel when you're in it. And that's something that people definitely like to do. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I wanted to go into our house of the week. Again, this is not on the market yet. It's going to be in the neighborhood of $420,000 to $425,000. So it's right there at that median price. But this house has everything done. Like I said, it's got a new roof. It's got a new newer air conditioner, newer hot water heater, newer kitchen. The bathrooms are all in excellent condition. The bedrooms, four bedrooms, have new brand new carpet and pad were put in. And so everything is just ready to go, you know, on this house. Now, where it's located is basically on the south side of Orlando. It's about 10 minutes from the airport, very close to the Lake Nona area. And some of the things in that area are calling themselves Nona, basically. But also, you know, close to Orange Avenue, Orange Blossom Trail, Weatherby, that whole kind of area right there. Is where it's at, and it's just got a great curb appeal when it's in there. These people, the house was built in 2002, original owners, they've taken very good care of it and everything, and so it's just ready for a brand new owner. They've decided to move out a little bit more in the country, but they're kind of going, well, when they're back at this house going, gosh, you know, there are so many things that are so close here, you know, whether it comes to shopping of any kind, or whether it comes to restaurants or grocery stores. You've got the gamut in this area. You know, Home Depot is very close. There's a Lowe's really close. So everything is right there, you know, for you in this area, you know, and close to the 417, close to the Turnpike, close to 528. Everything is really there for wherever you want to go. And if you want to go the back roads, there's plenty of those as well. But just give us a call if you'd like to see this house. Again, it's around 420, 425. We're still going back and forth in regards regards to the price, but a four bedroom, two bath, one story, you know, with a two car garage, nice size backyard, great neighborhood, just something that you definitely don't want to miss. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Bye-bye.